All right, Chase, look, you're never going to go back and ask anybody about the live announcing, but I was doing it today. And I said when you fell, I think that cost him the moto win. He's 6 seconds down. He's got to get all these. I look like a fucking idiot because, you know, I just didn't think you had enough time. But, man, yeah, fully engaged. Great job. And I was really surprised how quick you made that happen. Like, if I figured, okay, like maybe on the last couple laps, but yeah. Great work.
Yeah,
maybe you were just angry.
I was angry, but I knew I had like a speed advantage second moto just from riding behind those guys. I lost a little time early, but then once I got my flow, I was kind of catching them pretty, not easily, but like I was pretty comfortable. And then when I fell, I'm like, dude, I knew I had that moto and like I could have won that moto. So I'm like, I think I have enough speed gap that I can catch them. And then once I called him, I didn't realize that. Like the first two laps, I kind of just went wide open when he's behind me. And then I realized that I pulled him. So I was like, oh, now I can just cruise it in.
Yeah. I was thinking too, like, okay, so if he does get these guys, where's he going to get them? Because this track is not easy. Were you going to save the move for Hunter on the roller whoops like you did to AP twice?
No, I knew I had that line in the back. They're all going inside for some reason. I'm like, this outside's sick. I don't know why everyone's going inside. Right. So I went outside, and I was close enough where I could get like down next to him, and I just went around the outside.
I thought the roller move on AP was sweet. Yeah. How did you figure that out, or what made you think about it, or whatever?
Just went there because AP was on the inside. Okay, I'm just going to go here, and then it worked out.
Yeah. We gotta stop the small falls. I mean, you're still fast enough, but
I don't know why. Yeah, okay. Dude, if you look at me, I probably fall four times here, each time I've been here.
Okay.
So today's only two. We cut that in half. So maybe next year none.
So we're getting somewhere then.
Yeah.
How different was it from the practices to the motos? I mean, it changed drastically. I don't know if your bike setup changed, but it looked to me like it was crazy different.
Yeah, it was. It was really like, I don't know. His track's just really slippery underneath, and it has that like. Topsoil, so it has really good traction in some areas, but then some areas is just ice, like the downhills and stuff. Like I'm not really super keen on that, but I don't know. This track has been difficult for me. I've always been fast here, but I have had a lot of falls. I don't know why.
We got a lot of laughter out of the fact that Phil helped you with your starts. What happened today? Wait, we blame Phil or
again? I haven't gotten good starts here ever. Okay. I don't know what it is. It's just this track or the start. I don't like the start. The start for me here, it's like so tight, and it's like you're so bunched up. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing I know the answer to this, but no paddle second moto, right?
No paddle. Okay. Yeah. It was way better without the paddle.
Right.
Yeah.
So what was that like off the start, or adjust into that?
Well, actually,
did everybody else not have a paddle?
No, I think Hunter ran it for the start, obviously, but like everyone by me didn't have. Well, my buddy Cullen had it on the inside of me, and he almost got to like in front of me. Like, oh my god, don't, please don't! I just need to get to the inside. Yeah. Like as long as I'm like first to the inside, AP was in front of me, then I'm like just stuck around. So, but everyone else, Christian was like right on the inside of me. He had no paddle, so I wasn't super nervous about it.
Did you have front row seat to Cooper landing on Hunter?
I was so far back that I really didn't get to see it.
Yeah.
So I saw the end of it, so it was kind of gnarly.
Once you see the replay of it, Hunter looks back like, "What are you doing, man?"
Yeah. Was it his fault? Like,
it's Cooper's fault, totally. Yeah, I mean, Hunter moved over, but nobody, because he didn't think the guy would launch the step up.
Try tripling in the rollers.
I think so.
It's pretty big.
Well, hey, another win. Nice work. The moto streak's over, obviously after last week. But I mean, the overalls and you know, a chance to clinch next week. So
yeah. No, it's main goal is obviously the title, but it's been fun winning these overalls. I've been good in the second motos, which you obviously need to win overalls.
Yeah.
And I know Hunter wants to get that win, so. Second moto, I was like, yeah, I just want to keep just go. And that was good. It's fun racing Hunter. He races clean. Obviously, Aaron's awesome to race, so it's been fun.
Did he give you a shout-out over the finish line, Aaron?
Aaron?
I thought he yelled at you when you got him or when you
were. No, I don't know. I got him in the same place. Maybe he was yelling at me because I don't know. But, yeah, no, he was probably yelling at me because I fell over right in front of him and went back by him. I don't know. So.
All right, so this is it. No more interviews from Mud's Creek? No more?
For what?
No more interviews?
No, yeah. Lewis is done.
Right. Okay. Thanks.